With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and joined now by Newburyport Boys Lacrosse Coach Josh Wedge. And Josh, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Rick?
Doing well, man. I'll tell you what. You know, the season is flying along. I mean, I know it's still a little cold out, but about a quarter of the way through the season overall. And let's start with today, Josh. You've played some really interesting out of league schedule here, and tell me about today's win.
Yeah, we had a great win today over Cape Elizabeth, Maine. I think they're back-to-back defending state champs in Maine. You know, we played a really, really strong game. You know, we ended up winning 8-7, but I think that wasn't really indicative of how well we played. We dominated much of the first half and only had a 5-2 lead to show for it. Then we gave up kind of a couple of weak goals towards the end to make it a little bit more interesting than it needed to be. But, you know, we had a good week. We played two state champions. We played Portsmouth on Tuesday, and we played a really strong game for three quarters. And, you know, we were down by one, headed to the fourth, and we kind of let it get away from us. Today, we got ourselves into some trouble late again, actually let them tie it up 7-7, but we were able to pull it out with about a minute left in the game. So it was a good week for the boys.
Okay, who are your heroes today?
Well, Owen Cruz had a big day today. He's a junior midfielder, attackman. He was playing attack today. He had 5 goals for us, including the game winner. I think he had the last 3, actually. And then, you know, we got a couple other guys stepping up. That, you know, Sam Craig is a sophomore middie that had a good day for us early on. First quarter, he had a goal and 2 assists. And set the tone for us. And then senior Ollie Pons had a goal and 2 assists as well. So, you know, we had a pretty balanced group, except Owen, you know, got the majority of the finishes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I got to tell you, playing, you know, those two non-league games like that, out-of-state teams. And you went up to Portsmouth for that game, is that right?
Yeah, we played up there.
You went up to Cape Elizabeth too.
Yeah, we drove up to Cape Elizabeth today.
Okay. You're brave, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about the Concord-Carlisle game, because in league, you guys have pretty much dominated, except, of course, with Pentucket, but that looks like it was a very competitive game. But what about that Concord-Carlisle game, because that looks like it might have been a tough one.
Yeah, so, you know, we played Pentucket the day before. We did not play well, and, you know, they're a good team, and they really capitalized on a lot of mistakes we made. And, you know, we had to turn around less than, you know, 15 hours later and play, you know, a very, very strong Concord-Carlisle team that, you know, is a perennial top 10 team in the state. And, mm-hmm. you know, our kids had a good attitude for the game, despite playing, you know, a little lackluster effort against Pentucket. And you know, we just battled. You know, they got up a lot. They got up early on us. They were up 4-0, 5-0. And then once we sort of adjusted to their speed and their style of play, we really made a game of it and battled back and cut it to 9-7 with about 6 minutes left. And then unfortunately, weren't able to get any closer than that, and that's kind of how it ended. But it was a good confidence boost for our kids, because after our performance against Pentucket, we were pretty down, and then to turn around and have at least a strong effort against a very good team the next day was really good for our psyche moving forward.
Yeah, and the strength of schedule is so important now, Coach. What have you learned from those games when you played the non-league games, whether they're wins or losses? What have you learned about your team?
You know, I've learned that we have a lot of potential. We have a lot of talent. We have kids who play hard. You know, I think the thing that we've learned as a team over these games is you can't make mistakes, simple mistakes, mental mistakes against these good teams and you know, come out on top. So against Portsmouth, you know, we probably, you know, they're a very good team, and this is not to take anything away from them, but we handed them 6 goals, you know, just mental errors, and, you know, 2 of them were into an empty net, just throwing the ball directly to them, trying to clear it, and, you know, it was just really, really back-breaking mistakes, and good teams will make you pay for those, and we've learned that we can't do that. And today we cleaned things up a lot. We didn't make nearly as many mistakes. We still made a few. We still had a complete mess up and a clear. But for the most part, like each one of these games, we've gotten a little bit more cognizant of just, you know, every minute of every quarter matters against these good teams. You know, our margin for error is not that large. So today, I think, you know, our loss to Portsmouth, you know, you never want to lose a game, but I think it definitely helped us today.
At this point, is it more of a case where the kids are beginning to react instead of think?
Yeah, you know, it's we're still learning a lot on offense. You know, our offense goes through times where it's really effective and times where it's really struggling. Our defense has definitely been, for the most part, kind of our anchor.
Mm-hmm.
We played very good defense against Portsmouth, and
yeah,
honestly, the 12 goals is not indicative of how we played defensively. And then today we played very, very good defense as well. And, you know, again, the message that I've had for our kids is, you know, we're giving these teams 4 goals that we're not making them earn. You know what I mean? Portsmouth, I think, had 4 that we didn't make them earn. Cape Elizabeth had 4 today that we didn't really make them earn. And we have to cut those out, and then we'll be in a very good position defensively.
How's your rotation? How many kids do you ordinarily get to play in tight games?
You know, actually, today, I mean, everybody that was eligible to play that's on our varsity roster, except for our second goalie, played. So mm-hmm. We played about 23 today, 22 kids.
Wow, okay.
Everyone was able to get in and get a little bit of time. That's the thing that's kind of interesting about our team right now. We have a few kids away on vacation, so that's, you know, that skews that number a little bit, but we're pretty deep. I don't think we're, I think we're deep. I think our number 10 through number 22 on our roster are very similar skill-wise and talent-wise. So, like, we have an ability to get a lot of kids into the game and try to keep everybody, you know, mentally involved and buying into what we're doing. So hopefully we can continue that as we go down the stretch here.
I know exactly what you're saying, and that's really cool when you have that kind of quality, because maybe not, 10,000 superstars, but you got a lot of guys who can be competitive. Back into the league this week now coming up. Tell me about the next 2 games.
We got Ipswich and Linfield coming up this week. Both, I think, are... You know, Ipswich, I think, is leading the Baker half of the Cal. They're always tough. And Linfield, you know, I think they've been banged up by some injuries, but they've had a number of nice wins in league and a couple nice wins out of league. You know, I thought coming into the year they were going to be, you know, one of the teams to beat in the league. And, you know, I think they've been bit by the injury bug just a little bit, but they're definitely going to be a tough test on Thursday.
And both games are home, so it must be nice to play at home for a change.
Yeah, we've played a lot of road games so far to start this year. I think the rest of our non-league games are at home, and we got a lot of league games at home too. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a road season so far.
Yeah, well, it sounds like great experience so far, and the kids are doing great. Josh, thank you so much for taking the time on this Saturday. I appreciate it. Congratulations, and be safe, be well, and we'll talk again.
All right, great, Rick. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.